Hey everyone, welcome to the show. It's been a rough week. Mets started out 0-4. So much hope as always. Beginning of the season, sure. Pitching staff's a little bit of a pitching is a little bit of a question mark. Kodai Senga has been out, but you know, still had high hopes, hoping our heavy hitters would come through, power us through some of our games. I'm saying we and our, obviously. I'm not a part of the team. I'm just a fan. You know, miserable about the way the season started, so I'm going to say our and we. I created this podcast not to totally crap on the Mets. I've been a Mets fan for 40 years, and, you know, some ups, more downs, but I think we should reflect on what has gone right for them over this past week and their 0-4 start. That actually, that cricket sound isn't actually because I can't think of anything. It's just that I think they'd be better off playing cricket. Maybe that'd be a sport that they'd be better off playing. Yeah, really. I don't wanna crap on this team. I like these players, and I want them to do well. I'm not a professional sports announcer. I'm just a fan. I had a lot of good memories of going to Mets games when I was younger with my dad. 1986, I was 11 when they won the World Series, their second World Series, the first World Series in 69. I was not alive, but it was 86 was great. 1988, I went with my dad to see the Mets and the Dodgers play. Mets were up by 2 runs. Mike Socha came up. This was Game 4, I believe. Mike Socha came up against Doc Gooden. For some reason, my dad and I left. It probably was a school night, and he was like, "All right, we should probably leave." And as we're walking through, you know, walking through, passing the concession stand on our way to the parking lot, we hear the crack of the bat and look at one of the TVs and see that Mike Socha just hit a 2-run homer, and Mets ended up losing that game, which was pretty miserable. But, you know, and since then, I mean, yeah, being a Mets fan is not easy. Just living through the 90s, you know, a lot of hype. I believe it was 95. Bill Pulsifer, Jason Isringhausen, Paul Wilson, the three arms of the future. I was talking to my buddy the other day about how, you know, we at one point had Zach Wheeler, Matt Harvey, Jacob DeGrom, Noah Syndergaard, you know, Steven Matz, and yeah, it was a good time. Our pitchers are off to starting pitchers off to a rocky start. Sean Manaea pitched great, and yesterday got rained out, and today it's rainy. It's 8:16 in the morning, and looks like it might be another wash, and a good time for the Mets to reflect and figure out how to squeak out a win, so the Mets fans don't start jumping off bridges and shit. But The two exciting things, the takeaways I could say about this last week, two exciting things that happened in the Mets games. One, the whole Rhys Hoskins thing. I mean, the fact that pitch, you know, was like 3-4 feet above his head. That sadly was, up to that point, the most entertaining thing that had happened in any of the games. And then the play at home plate with Nimmo and Alvarez. That was exciting. I'm gonna replay that play right now. I don't know. I mean, this is my first podcast. I don't know if I'm allowed to play a clip of it. So I'm gonna make the call, and it's gonna go something like this: base hit to left field to Brandon Nimmo, Detroit Tigers player. I should also remind everyone, or at least tell everyone, that I'm a Mets fan. I watch Mets games. I don't watch all baseball games. So a lot of players on other teams, I don't necessarily know. I have a full-time job and a family, so I can't be tied down to watching every single game of every single team. So base hit to left field. Brandon Nimmo fields it cleanly. Detroit Tigers slow-ass runner rounds third base. Third base coach waves him home. Now, you think that there's no way that he'd be safe, but I guess, you know, at that point, you know, according to Ron Darling, Keith Hernandez, Gary Cohen, who are, obviously I'm a little biased, but my three favorite announcers ever. I did like Tim McCarver back in the day, but my three favorite announcers, and like one of them had said, you know, you pretty much gotta send them. It was a 0-0 game. Not much offense by either team. Slow ass runner rounds third base, going home. Throw from Nimmo, caught by Alvarez. Alvarez applies the tag, which we think applied to the guy's groin, which is unfortunate. And for Alvarez's troubles, he gets his bell rung a little bit, looked like he was a little shook up, but he ended up being okay after that, which was good. Alvarez has been really the only one. Him, Starling Marte. I mean, there are a few that I really hit. I mean, we've like a couple of my favorite players. They got to get on track. Nimmo, McNeil. Nimmo McNeil, I mean, these guys got to, Lindor, these guys got to get going. Alvarez has been great. Starling Marte, you know, it's good to see him back, and he's been doing really well. Sean Manaea pitched great. That was good to see. I didn't know much about Sean Manaea before he came to the Mets. He was throwing hard, and I'm glad to see that, you know, we had a starting pitcher that really put up some good numbers. And in typical Mets fashion, it's unfortunate. Of course, no run support. And not to compare him to Jacob DeGrom, because obviously that wouldn't make sense. But, you know, when you have Jacob DeGrom, who is a Cy Young winner, who's pitching to like a 1. whatever ERA. I have no stats, by the way, in front of me. I just know from watching the games. So a lot of this is just coming off of what I remember. But wins the Cy Young with a 1. whatever ERA, and he's like 8 wins and 9 losses. So definitely no run support. And Sean Manaea obviously didn't get any run support either. I just keep telling myself it's a 162 game season. It's a 162 game season. We have to make it through. Some things were a little questionable. I thought DJ Stewart swinging 3-0 after Alvarez's double. By the way, that was a nice double Alvarez had, and he hustled. It's not like he's the fastest guy in the world. So it was nice to see. I'm going to leave links to to different things also, that different websites I have. Everyone could check them out. I have a lot of different interests, so there might be something for everybody. I'm going to leave links at some point. I have a YouTube channel called Glenn Milo Price. I also do stand-up comedy. My website is glennpricecomedy.com. And yeah, so we're gonna definitely delve into some things when it comes to the New York Mets, and you know how miserable it is. But I'm gonna watch every single game that I can, provided that I'm not at work. And we're gonna try to make sense of it all. And hopefully, once the rain subsides and they start playing again, they can squeak out a win for us. For God's sake, one win. Can I get one win? Give me some excitement. Even, you know, just you lose, but at least make it exciting. At least make it interesting. You know, Reese Hoskins almost getting hit should not have been the most interesting thing to happen in those four losses. Yes, there were home runs. I got it. Mets got some nice home runs from Alonso and Alvarez, and I believe Marte hit one. But it just sometimes nobody on base, sometimes it's too little too late. We need this to be a good season, because I tell you one thing, it's tough being a Mets fan. For one, when they're not producing a good team, putting a good team on the field. For another thing, it's like if you're a fan of a bad football team, you only have to endure 16, 17 games, whatever it is now. 162 games is a long season. When you are a fan of a bad team, like I've been a fan of the Mets for many, many years, I endured a lot of long seasons. And the other thing, too, is like, if I'm going to invest 2.5 hours in a game, you know, I need to have some kind of entertainment. I understand it's a live sport, so you just don't know necessarily. There's no guarantee. This is not the WWE where you're guaranteed to have some kind of entertainment because it, you know, things are scripted. But for God's sake, please, we gotta, you know, give us something. If I'm gonna invest 2.5, and then I'm not even talking about going to the games yet. I'm not gonna buy tickets if there's a 98% chance that my team is gonna lose. I'm a middle class guy. I have 3 kids, a wife, 2 dogs, 1 income. Let's go. Let's start putting some W's up there. So, a couple of things. I'm glad that they did away with allowing the shift. I guess I'm a traditionalist that way. And to see the second baseman in right field and the shortstop pretty much second base or a little bit, you know, past the second base bag, and the third baseman playing shortstop. I don't like seeing that. I don't like, you can only throw over 3 times to first base. But that is what it is. The powers that be, I guess like that. I don't mind the pitch clock. I thought I would, but I don't mind the pitch clock. I'm indifferent when it comes to extra innings, putting that free runner at second base. I just don't care enough. It's like, it is what it is. That's the way they have it. And, you know, so there are a lot of things, and we're going to go into more stuff. There's going to be a weekly podcast summing up. The week. This is a fan's perspective, just a regular normal guy, well, semi-normal because I'm not completely normal. My name is Glenn Price. and you're listening to the Amazing Misery Podcast. Thanks for listening.